You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Said you were out all day yesterday. What were you doing?
Mostly buying lumber and things like that. I had a fence basically fall down in the backyard. It was between my house and the neighbors, and we were looking at it. And after all the expenses that we've incurred this summer, I was like, you know what? I think I'll just try to fix it. So my neighbor was like, go ahead, go for it. I'll go halfsies with you. And so a lot of that yesterday. Looks good. It's strong now, man. I'm ready for that wind and blizzards. It's not going anywhere. So a lot of that this weekend. We did a little drive-by birthday party for one of Reed's friends. The kids dug out all the bins and decorated for fall yesterday. Do you guys do that? Do you decorate for the seasons?
Well, I'm sure we will be. There's already been a lot of talk about how to decorate for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have moved into a neighborhood where the residents are very into decorating and the unique, interesting decorations. Not just putting up lights for things, but they do interesting, eye-appealing kind of things. My favorite that I saw last year, I was actually, I came to the house last year during Halloween season to do the inspection on it. And I noticed that one of the neighbors set up a bunch of skeletons in the front yard dressed in competing football jerseys, and they had a skeleton football game going on.
That's great.
I said, I kind of like the style of this neighborhood.
I like that.
So once she heard about that, Gretchen decided she's got to come up with something interesting.
Kind of fun and whimsical.
She was looking like on Pinterest for these ideas of like giant spiders that you can build.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's kind of BYO, build your own spider kind of thing.
That's cool.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're doing
question,
some of that. Yes. Yeah. We got a little scarecrow out front and some little stuff going on, fall stuff. I want to get some hay bales to put out front.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fall, I think. It's not fall until you have some hay bales outside the front of your house.
Okay.
The big dilemma going on in the family right now, Dom, though, is what do you do with a giant oak TV cabinet that fits, like a old square TV?
Yeah.
My parents have been purging, and they have this giant solid oak, monstrosity that they bought years ago to hold their 27-inch Sony Trinitron, which at the time was top of the line.
Oh, listen, I had one back in the early 90s.
None of the places will take it, like Goodwill or Ark or anything like that. I don't think the veterans want to take that.
Nobody wants that.
There, if you go onto Facebook Marketplace, there's about 50 of them on there that are free.
Correct.
So yesterday my dad's like, I think I'm probably just going to end up getting the sledgehammer out and busting it up and putting it out to pasture.
I had a suggestion for you.
What is
along those lines.
What is
it? That is to tear it up, take the sledgehammer to it, bust it up into pieces, put it in your camper, and the next time you go camping, it's firewood.
Burn it.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, I guess so.
Would that kind of stuff burn, or is the coating on it make it?
That's the thing. There's like that varnish, veneer, whatever on it that, could be toxic to your hot dogs when you're cooking it over an open flame.
But I don't think so.
Oh, I would think so. It's coated with stain and all sorts of stuff. I wouldn't cook food over it. I don't know. It's just so sad to see, because you look at that, and it's like that piece of furniture was probably $500-$600, something like that at the time. It's solid wood.
Right.
And now you're looking at it, and you're like, I'm going to smash this thing up with a sledgehammer. What a waste.
Yeah, the last one I had, I remember, was either late 80s, early 90s. I remember the fun in deciding to move it from upstairs down to the basement.
Heavy, right?
With one of those stairwells to a basement that has the turn, that goes 180 degree turn.
What am I doing? Yeah.
Trying to get that down there with a couple of buddies, and we finally just gave up and put it back upstairs.
It's smart. Just wheel it out front. And
and I believe one of my friends at the time even said, you sure you don't want to, while we're moving it back upstairs, just take it right out,
And just get rid of it.
Set it on the corner.
They're so obsolete. Nobody wants that piece of furniture now.
But
there's nothing you can do with it.
At the time,
that's all you had.
When
they
first came out, you're like, oh, I've got this really cool thing to hold this giant
TV. The TV slides right in there. It's perfect. It's got the shelves on the side.
For all the VHS.
All the VHS. It's got VHS drawers in it. You're like, ugh. Nobody wants it.
Class it up and put a few books up on this shelf. Ooh. It'll look all classy. And then a picture of your mom.
Yeah. You know. So anyway, if anyone's in the market.
Nobody's in the market for that.
Let me know.
Nobody.
Nobody's in the market.
Your dad's right. You're just going to have to bust it up and do something with the pieces.
And we were looking at it. It's like, can we build something out of it? Like, but it's like, no.
A coffin. Okay. I mean, I don't know what you could put in that thing.
Yeah, it needs to go. It needs to go. So there's my dilemma.
Good luck.
Thanks.